Buckhead, calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening, chilly though it may be, and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located at Eastern Point Beach in the city of Groton. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not required for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 146.06 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is a directed open net, and that means that we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we will go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TIPS net. The first is the open net with the rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," then release the mic button and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then, slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a question or comment. Let me reset the repeater. Again, this is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I'm your net control station for this evening. And at this point, we will start taking check-ins. So anybody that would like to check in, please call now.
Kilo Alpha 6, Papa, Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. I do not have any questions or topics to bring up at this point.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. Dave and Preston, no questions at this time.
Here is QO Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton, no questions at this time.
problem, John. Thank you very much for joining. And any further check-ins, please call now. Okay. Very good. Nobody expressed that they had any questions for the group, so we will be going down through the list of people who've checked in asking for general comments and what have you, but I will start with a couple of items, some of it from based from previous discussions and so forth. One of them is, and I know Josh is going to ask me about this, the Cube antenna. And because I'm going to be gone the next 2 weeks, looks like, I promised to have something definitive to report on the TipsNet on the first weekend in February. That'll give me about a week after I get back to get the items together and start working on it in earnest. Secondly, I did want to mention that the TipsNet has been running longer than I thought. I keep thinking it's only been running for a couple of months, but actually we started on May 1st of last year, so it's been going for quite a while. Let me reset. I also wanted to mention that I stopped up at the tech class that's being held at the Gales Ferry School on Route 12 and met some of the students who were there. Tonight's the first night for the class, and it was kind of interesting. One is a young lady who's, whose father is a ham out in California, and so she grew up in the environment, although never got a license. I believe it was her grandfather who was also a ham, and when he passed away, his call sign went to her, to his wife, I believe, and then she just recently passed, so she wants to get her license so that she can get that call sign. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And one of the other persons who was there was a woman with her husband, and the husband just recently got his license as a technician, and she's interested in getting a license so she can hear what all this fuss is about. Let me reset. Okay, I have a few other things to bring to the table, but I'll wait till the next round. I think we'll go ahead and go down to Kevin, KA6PDG. Any general comments this evening? This is KC1TWR. Kevin. No, I think that was a great great subject to bring up. I know that I'm still honing my skills on learning the phonetics. One of the things for me was learning my own call sign, Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. So those five letters I've got pretty well down pat. But some of the other letters I sometimes don't get correct. And I do know that there is a standard that is used of which words go with which letter, because I've heard other people kind of fabricate and make up their own words, and usually, generally speaking, it's better to use what the standard that's published, because that's not only for us, but for pretty much around the world. I'm going to jump for a quick second to John. John, is it KC1KA Alpha Z or KC1 Kilo Echo Z? A or E, please. This is KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is KC1KLZ. It's known as KC1 Kills. Kilo Charlie 1 Kilo Light Zebra. I got elephant in there, but I don't know my phonetics.
Okay, very good, John. KC1KLZ. That's good. Reminds me of a fellow, Dave, who's member of the Raison Club, who the last three letters is IKN, as in I kill novices, which I thought was rather amusing. That's not the proper phonetics, but it's still amusing nonetheless. Thank you, and I apologize for not getting your call sign correct the first time. Okay, yeah, phonetics. It's a good thing to learn, and there's a traffic net at 9 o'clock where you can hear a lot of phonetics, and that works out pretty well to listen to that on the race on repeater. Okay, let's go on next to Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
Oh, good evening, Tim, and to all those on TipsNet this evening. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, using the proper phonetics. Although it's fun sometimes, particularly here on, 2 meters, just joking around, to use some fun stuff. Like mine is a direct current transformer, which is a bit of an oxymoron, not entirely, which we can get into a whole nother discussion about, but normally a current transformer is for alternating current. So it's kind of fun to have a fun cutesy thing, but doing a net or on HF, you're trying to work a DX station, good to have the proper phonetics. And they have changed over the years, as I'm sure Kevin remembers. There used to be other things that were considered standard, but I know these phonetics that we use that are considered the standard are used on other bands, aviation, police, that kind of stuff. They have adapted also. The police used to have a whole nother phonetic alphabet that you could not figure out. But good to stick to the standards. There used to be a little chart, and there probably still is out there, in case you forget. So, outside of that, just to throw out there, worked the Ready contest this weekend, a little bit on and off, certainly not a top competitor, but had a blast, and maybe somebody out there has got some Ready stuff to talk about. Back to net, K1DCT.
Maybe somebody else does have something about the Ready contest. I do know that if I go on the net, on the interweb or internet, and if I do a search for ARRL phonetics, I think that's usually how I get to the webpage that has that list of standard phonetics. And at one point I printed it out. Right now my ham shack slash utility room is pretty pretty much a shambles, but I need to get that along with a few other certain papers like the band plan posted back up on the board again and try and practice that a little bit more. That's always very handy. Okay, we'll go on down to the next person on the list, Josh, K0JED. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR is K0JB. I like to comment about the direct current transformer. When you said that, all I could think of was letting the smoke out. As far as the RITI, I knew about the contest, but I just had other stuff I've been working on, and I might attempt the 2 meter contest they got coming up. I think it's what 15th and 16th. Other than that, I don't have much. I got my my desk here all torn apart. Trying, you know how the top drawer on your desk when you're working on projects turns into the junk drawer. Well, I misplaced a BNC PL259 connector, so I'm tearing everything apart trying to find it. other than that, I'll see what I got for next round. KC1TWR is K0JEB.
Okay, thank you, Josh. And in regards to the missing adapter, you may, I know I've sometimes also lost things like that. Turns out that it was still attached to a cable that I had hanging up on the wall while I was searching all the desks and everything else. So you might want to check that or the back of some radios, for instance, the CS800D that I have, which is DMR mobile radio, has a type N to PL259 connect adapter that I use in order to continue to use the normal cables I have. So I know sometimes that you find it on something that looks like it's built in, but it's not really built in. And yeah, I hope you do have success with that contest, the VHF contest. I'm going to be down in North Carolina, but I may attempt to do something on that as well. I think that would be kind of fun. RTTY, I still haven't even touched that yet, so I think that's something I'll have to lean towards. Okay, one more before we ask for more check-ins, for those that may be waiting. KC1KLZ, John, any comments? This is KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is KC1KLZ. Yeah, this is my first time on the radio, and Daryl Del Grosso is my leader, I should say. KC1KLZ, that's it for a bit.
PDG, let me make sure I'm not doubling. Tim, there was an inadvertent double. Your previous transmission was unreadable. I think it was on the repeater end of things. And Josh was trying to notify you of that and inadvertently doubled with you. So go with your question or whatever you were working on. K6PDG, clear.
Okay, thank you, Kevin, and I'll talk for a little bit to make sure I'm not doubling, or if I am, that the person will have completed. John, I was asking you if if you were one of the group that took the test at the Gale City Firehouse at the auction, at the Tri-City auction, where you went upstairs, because I know that was the class that Daryl had taught, and there was quite a number of you, and quite a few of you passed and got your license, and I'm glad you got your call sign before the government shut down. So, KC1KLZ, this is KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is KC1KLZ. Yeah, I was at the firehouse and passed. Daryl was a good teacher. This is KC1KLZ out for a bit.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you're on the air, and you got a radio that you're coming in 5-9 here, very clear, and a good strong signal. Okay, this is, my name is Tim, and my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, and this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, where we look for check-ins with anyone that may have questions or comments, especially concerning the amateur radio hobby. So if any further check-ins would like to check in now, please call now. Okay, we'll do another round of comments, and I'll start it off with one of the other things I did today was I continue to work on my 2-meter reception issue, and at home I took a quarter wave antenna that Chuck W1FJW had made for me out of some metal that I think was a little stronger than coat hangers, and from upstairs I was unable to, I can use it to get to the Groton and Waterford repeater, but not to Norwich or Salem. So I went downstairs, so I went down basically a whole floor and then another half floor, went out to the car and hooked it up to the car radio, held it in my hand, and I was able to talk to the Salem repeater fairly well, chatted with Daryl, WA1DD, and with Dave, K1DCT. So that told me that it wasn't the antenna, and this radio in the car is the same model as I use upstairs, so that wasn't it, and the radio in the car was set at low power. So I went back upstairs and contemplated things a bit, and I got a chair, and the hatch that I have that goes into the attic in our closet, I opened that up, which reminds me, I have to close it when I get home. And I have an X50 antenna I borrowed, and I got that all hooked it up to an F60 handheld, and let me reset real quick. Hooked it up to the FT60 2-meter radio, and I have about a three-foot pole that I have on the end of the X50 antenna, and I was able to stick the whole antenna up into the attic. And again, I was able to now talk to Salem, and I chatted a bit with Dave, K1DCT. Thank you very much, Dave. And lo and behold, it worked very nicely. So I said, great, all I have to do is run a wire up through the attic and antenna mounted up there. And I should have tried Norwich, but I didn't at the time. So then, as I'm taking the antenna down, I still have both in my hands, the FT60 and the X50 antenna. And I notice when I bring it down into the room, I can still hear Dave talking with Joe, K1IKE. So I said, that's odd. You know, I wasn't able to do that before. And I walked over near where I usually have the antennas hanging, the quarter waves from the ceiling, and all of a sudden lost all the reception. And what I finally figured out is I have some web cameras that are up on the windowsill, and I think because they're wireless, even though they're hardwired, I think that something about those cameras is creating a dead zone. So that's something more I need to investigate. Let me reset. Okay, and I'm still working on a ladder to get up into the attic, but now that it's wintertime, it's going to be a lot easier to get things done up there. So with that, we'll work our way down through the list. And Kevin, thank you for the comment about the phonetics, and I think that was very apropos and a good thing for people to work on. Any further comments this evening? This is KC1TWR.
Yeah, a couple of things to say. Nice to hear about your findings there with the antenna. And that's why, and I think I've said this to you, but I know I do say it like a broken record sometimes, just moving an antenna a few inches or half a foot or a foot or 2 feet can make all the difference. You just never know what exactly is going on. And yeah, you may have, those cameras may be putting out some sort of spurious RF that's desensing your receive or something like that. But that's encouraging. That is very encouraging. Just to finish up the conversation about the phonetics, and oh, I think it's a feather in the cap of the net to have a new ham getting on for the first time, getting on the air for the first time, checking into the net. I feel honored as a member of the net, and John, I hope you enjoy many, many years of fun with amateur radio, and know that we're all here to help you out. If you have any questions or problems or need help with antennas or whatever, just say the word. We got a good bunch of hams around here. Real quickly, let's, for fun, since we do have someone new on the air, I'm going to quickly, very quickly, go through the phonetic alphabet, and then I have a fun little topic, and then I'll stop talking. So the phonetic alphabet.
And before we get into your comment, Josh, KZJEB, you were trying to jump in with a comment?
KC1TWR is K0JB. Yeah, sorry about that double at the beginning. My comment was I want to point out that if anybody's ever had experience with the video baby monitors, where you put the camera somewhere in a baby's room, and then it usually has like a little battery-powered device, almost about the size of a cell phone. You can put it anywhere in your house, and you know, listen, and it even sometimes has an option where you can talk through the device, and the your voice will go through the camera so the baby can hear you. I ran into some interference with a video baby monitor I had when the boys were younger a couple years ago, and I found that it interfered with Wi-Fi, and I'm not sure if it was able to interfere with a 2 meter or anything like that, but yeah, it's funny how these electronics can not work well together. That's all I have. K0JB.
Okay, thank you, Josh. It's a good comment, and yeah, definitely some issues there, and gotta turn off my DMR radio. Okay, so getting back to Kevin and his questions, and I can say that I don't ever remember receiving much in the way of a raffle prize that was quote-unquote out of the ordinary, but I'll think about it between now and the next round. Maybe I will come up with something. But let's move on to Dave. Maybe he's got some thoughts about if he's received anything as any kind of either a raffle prize or some kind of a gag gift or what have you. And he may also have some stories about interference from either cameras or baby monitors or what have you. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Good evening again to Tim and all those on the TIPSnet, K1DCT. Well, interference is something that has certainly grown over my 40-year span of amateur radio. It used to be a pretty small item, but as more and more devices get out there, whether wired or wireless, there's, you know, communications going on there, and it's sometimes not always as clean as maybe it should be. And of course, the radios have gotten far more wideband in their receivers. So that does not help. You know, in the old days, with a crystal controlled radio on this particular repeater, you know, it may not have been a problem. Because the 2 meter radio would have been 144 or 148, and that would have been it. But now, of course, you know, you have the wideband received, so it goes down below 144, goes far above 148, so you can get the weather channels and all that stuff. So that also has contributed to the descents that we all experience now. So there's, you know, a lot more to think about. K1DCT, back to net.
Yep, thank you, Dave, and that's very true. There is a lot, things are getting a lot wider, and something that comes to mind is that they're coming out with a 5G cell network, which is going to add even more congestion on certain bands, which I don't believe overlap with the amateur radio bands, but still, the devices that are sending the signal out could have an impact on amateur radio that might be trying to receive in the immediate area. That might be something to think about. Okay, I kind of lost my train of thought, so I'm going to turn it over to Josh, K0JEB. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K0JB. Let's see. I don't know anything else about the interference. It's all good stuff to know. The phonetic alphabet, I still end up using words every once in a while, like, you know, you'll read something and you'll see something that's got a U in there, and it's not always quick on the brain. Now I'll think of unicorn before I think of uniform, but it's, I got a little cheat sheet I printed out. It's got all the stuff on there, but think that's all I have for now. KC1 TWR, K0 JB.
Okay, Josh, actually I'm going to put it right back to you because I forgot to pass along that question that Kevin had raised, which I thought was very good, which was, have you ever received anything odd or really interesting or something that you found of surprising good value, either as a raffle prize or door prize or anything of that nature? K0JED, KC1TWR.
K0JB. Yes, as a matter of fact, it's not odd or out of the ordinary, but the auction that I went to, the Tri-City auction this year, was the first auction I've ever been to, and it just so happened that I won a little weather station clock that has a little outdoor weather sensor, and it has a humidity measurement on it, and every so often, you know, I'll check into the WeatherNet, and I every time I was always saying to myself, man, I wish I had a weather station of some sort, and it's I find myself using it more and more. Like, I'll step into a computer room here and I'll look at it, see, oh, okay, and then go look at the news and find out how different the news channel is compared to the local readings I have over here. Not out of the ordinary, but definitely very useful. It's K0JB, back to net.
Okay, very good. Yes, I remember that when you got that, and that was an interesting, kind of an oddball kind of thing to have at a amateur radio auction, but very useful indeed. I don't know if you've investigated Skywarn or not, and you may find that of interest. My wife and I have attended class and gotten our little Skywarn cards. I certainly don't have to be a college professor to take the class or to report in the type of information looking for, which is really very rudimentary and basic. There's like four different cloud formations they're looking for, and that kind of thing. As they said, as you noted, temperature and humidity at your house may or may not coincide with what they think they're getting from like the local airport, which the Groton Airport has always, in my mind, been entirely accurate. But we'll see how that goes. Okay. John, if you're still around, and if you have anything that you may have either gotten, obtained, or what have you of interest like that, something you may not have thought you really enjoyed or found of interest but might have. Plus, we've got on the table talking about, oh golly, we've been talking about the phonetics, we've been talking about weather station, the VHF contest, interference from various either baby monitors, web cameras, all kinds of different things. Any thoughts? KC1KLZ, this is KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is John, KC1KLZ. I don't have too much for thoughts. Ain't no babies in my house. And I did win a bottle of wine once, but I was never any good at drinking, so that was kind of a waste. But it was for a benefit. I'm not complaining. This is KC1KLZ shutting up for a bit. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. Good comment. And we'll go ahead, and we're at the bottom of the list, so I'm going to do another call out. This is Tim. I am located in the city of Groton, and this is, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet that meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Salem repeater. And looking for any further check-ins that would like to check in, please call now.
This is. Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton. No questions, but a couple of comments.
Okay, net recognizes Mark, KB1RAY. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, Mark, we're at the bottom of the list, and we've just added you, so we're going to go ahead and listen to your comments. Go for it. KP1RAY, KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. Well, I've been sort of halfway listening. Got a couple of comments that I wrote down here. As far as the phonetics go, as a net control station myself for various nets and other nets at various times, they are very, very helpful when someone's checking in, especially if you're not a regular. Or even if, you know, sometimes even if you are, it's always good to check in with the phonetics. Makes things a little bit easier for the net control station. My other comment is about the interference. I know I've mentioned it before. I don't know on this net or not, but I had a weird issue a long, long time ago, probably about 8 or 9 years, where my computer monitor at a very specific resolution was causing interference on a very specific VHF frequency. When I changed resolutions, it disappeared. And I changed it back, and it came right back in. it took me a little while to figure that one out, but yeah, pretty much anything can cause interference. So you just gotta kind of work around it. With that, good to hear everyone on the net, and hope everyone has a good rest of the week. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Well, thank you, Mark. That was quite interesting about the monitor, and but I guess it makes sense that if it's at a specific resolution, then it's using different signals, and those signals must have been something must have been bleeding out of the circuitry that caused the problem. So that's interesting. Something to keep in mind, definitely. I know in my room I've got two monitors and a TV all within about 5 feet of each other, and they're all pretty close to my ham radio equipment, so I will definitely keep that in mind if I run into any problems that that might have a problem with that. Okay, and Mark, I'll ask you the same question like given it asked before. Do you, anything come to mind as far as any either raffle prizes or door prizes or anything you might have obtained that you didn't necessarily think was going to be value to you, but either was either of some surprising value later on or interest in one way or the other? KB1RAY, KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. Well, I don't usually win raffles and things like that, but I did get one of the ARRL gift certificates once, and I thought that was kind of nice because I could go online and I got a couple of their books. They have some very interesting ones. If you're ever bored, definitely check out their website. I think that was probably the most useful one, I would have to say. Let's see, with that, KB1RAY, back to net control.
KB1RAY, KC1TWR, thank you very much, Mark. Yep, that's, for those that may be listening, at each of the auctions, the Tri-City Auction in the spring and the Raceon Auction in the fall, usually there are three gift certificates from ARRL that are offered up as part of the raffle or tickets that you can buy into or door prizes that can be very helpful in getting things. And I know what Mark means. They do have, the ARRL does have a number of books on various subjects. I've got a couple at home, one on grounding and another one on small space antennas and a couple of other books. So they're all quite interesting and very good. Okay, it brings us up to the top of the list again, and it's about quarter of, and we won't want to have enough time for the other two sections, so I think we're going to go ahead and make this a goodbye round. So we'll start off with, but it doesn't have to be an abbreviated goodbye round. If you have something to say, say it. Kevin, K6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
Tim? Well, I think the discussion of various types of QRN or interference is an interesting one, and that might be something that could come up again on another one of the TipsNets. I remember back when, I don't know whether it's as true now that people are on cable, maybe it is, but when you'd have interference from the television set in the other room, and I remember that as the picture changed, the sound of the buzzing interference would change. So, you know, it'd go bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. It would, like, change tone when they did a close-up shot or they went to a very dark picture and then to a very light picture. The other thing, some of you may have, if you check in on the traffic net, have heard WNMCT comment, and this is sort of humorous, but it's not, about interference from these grow lights that I'm sure are used for a variety of things, but most of us think of the folks who want to grow a little marijuana in their house. And those things do kick off a lot of noise. My own personal worst interference ever was out in Oregon on the coast, out in Coos Bay, when I lived out there, where we get a lot of fog, or fog if you prefer, and you'd have these transformers on the telephone poles up and down the street, or on the corners or whatever, and they'd have rusty connections and stuff, so the fog would roll in, and of course it's a very salty fog. Let me reset.
Another good evening. This is K1DCT, TipsNet. Yes, as far as noise from power line noise, is, having chased that a few times, it doesn't take a lot of corrosion or something to start creating a little noise up there, but. Yes, it's not recommended that the average person go out there and start banging on the pole with a hammer. What that does is, yes, it does rattle everything, and you can see if the noise changes. It could also rattle something loose, and you might get a whole other surprise that you weren't expecting. So, not recommended. There are a lot of ways to find power line noise, and... if you're going to be beating on the pole, you probably ought to be well-versed into what can happen next. So, having played some of those games, and won some, lost some. But there is no shortage of noise sources. So, and a lot of people like to talk about white noise. You can Google this. It's called pink noise. It is a real thing and is different from white noise. So that'll put a, give you something to Google tonight. K1DCT, back to net.
Well, pink noise. Oh, yeah, that's definitely something worth Googling. That definitely sounds interesting as last week when we were talking about a gray line. So I will have to look that up. And thank you for your comments there, Dave. And we'll move on to Josh. K0JEB, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, it's K0JEB. All I've got to say is I think maybe we'll carry over the interference discussion for next week. Maybe more along the lines of what you do if you find interference coming from somewhere that you need to get a hold of somebody to get it rectified. But hope everybody has a good night. This is K0JB. I'm back to net control.
Yeah, thank you, Josh, and that's very true. If it's that's a whole other part of the whole discussion is if it's coming from the neighbors and how do you address that, and that whole part of the FCC regulation that basically says it's not up to you to filter out their noise, but they should be passing on unwarranted transmissions like that. But we'll move on down to John. And any last comments for the net? KC1KLZ, this is KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is John at KC1KLZ. I got not a hell of a lot, a heck of a lot to say. It's been nice talking to you gentlemen. I appreciate the opportunity to use my radio for the first time and hear voices on the other side. Anyway, thank you very much, and you all have a good night. This is KC1KLZ out.
Okay, thank you, John, and thank you for joining, and very happy that we were here for your first contact on the radio. I remember my first contact about 5 years ago, and it was both heart palpitating for me and very nerve-wracking, but it's like breaking the ice. It's getting that first experience of actual communication back and forth on the radio. So very happy to have you on board. Certainly welcome to come back each Wednesday night at 7. There are also a few other nets, which we'll talk about in the announcement phase, which you might want to jot down if you're not already aware of, both to listen and or join in on. And we'll move on now down to Mark, KB1RAY. This is KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. Not really anything additional over here, but it's good to hear new people on the radio. It's hard to believe that I'm now past 10 years. yep, gonna look ahead and look towards 20. We'll see what happens then. still a lot of stuff I want to do, and there's so many, you know, little tiny niches that you can get involved with. So there's always something to learn. With that, KB1RAY, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And at this point, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and we're going to go into the second section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. I'll lead off with a few things, and then I'll ask for anyone to call in with any additional announcements, etc. One of them is the Horizontal Engineers that meets on the Groton repeater, 146.67 and that's on every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. They meet pretty much at 7 o'clock sharp. There is also another net that's on the Norwich repeater, 7-3 repeater, and that's on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock and runs for about an hour. And then there's also the traffic net every night at 9 o'clock on the Norwich repeater. And that's good to listen to, and they always have a round of comments after any traffic has been passed, so that's always good to do. Let me reset. Okay, next Thursday night is the Race On meeting, and that's at 7:30 at the Norwich Firehouse, and you can go to raceon.org for further details on that. And there's also a gathering, a ham breakfast, usually, of various people from various clubs or non-clubs that meets at the 7 o'clock sharp at the Old Times Diner every Thursday morning. And that's a good group to meet with. And also there's a ham breakfast at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings at the Uncasville Diner. And they meet in a back room, as it were. So if you first walk in, don't see that group. Just make sure and go down to the, there's a sunken area, as it were, that's where they meet. So I wanted to bring that up. So anyone else have any announcements or about upcoming events or item of interest, please call now.
K0JB with an announcement.
JEB, go ahead, Josh.
First off, I wanted to ask, the email you sent me earlier, that's open to all amateur radio operators to attend at the Tri-City meeting?
Yes, indeed, and all those who might not even have a license but are interested in amateur radio, yes, indeed.
All right. So I got an email here. I'll just read it. It's from Tim Rogers at the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, inviting everyone to the February Tri-City ARC monthly meeting, which will be held on February 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the American Red Cross headquarters on Route 32 in Uncasville. And yours truly, K0JB, will be doing a presentation on DMR, which will consist of a general overview of what DMR is and how to program and use a DMR radio. And the goal of the presentation will be to give operators a better understanding of how DMR works. The presentation will start at the beginning of the meeting, and we'll have some time for questions and answers. And following the presentation, we'll conduct an abbreviated normal club meeting. And so all amateur radio operators and aspiring operators are welcome to attend. It's K0JB, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Josh. Anyone else with either a announcement, item of interest, or questions about any of the announcements myself or Josh gave, please call now. Okay, now we'll go into the third portion of the TipsNet. This is the opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Please call now.
K0JB, looking for an item.
Okay, and announcement I quickly forgot to mention is mark your calendars. Saturday, I believe it's April 27th, is the race-on auction at the Gales Ferry Firehouse. Okay, Josh, case your JEB, please proceed with your looking for item.
It's K0JB. I'm looking for a beat-up, used, doesn't matter, old open-air adjustable capacitor. I have a project I want to try and build my own antenna for a doorstop, I'd be interested. It's K0JB.
Okay, anyone have any comments or response to Josh on that at this time, please call now.
K1DCT.
Okay, K1DCT, I presume you want to talk direct to K0JEB, please proceed.
Josh, I have a two-section air variable capacitor that may or may not suit your needs, and not sure, but I might actually show up at the Tri-City meeting and I could deliver it.
All right, SK0JB. Do you communicate via email?
Yes, I do. My call sign at Yahoo, K1 Delta Charlie Tango. Back to net.
Okay, any further comment, Josh?
Nope. I'll contact them via email and see if we can work something out. And I appreciate it. It's K0JB.
Okay, very good. This is Tim. My call sign is KC1TWR, and this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. And I'm going to do a final call out before closing the net. Any further check-ins or any other comments before we close the net, please call now. And listened as we conducted the net. For information, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting is on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Center at 1031 Route 32 in Uncasville, Connecticut. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at their website, www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, saying good evening and 73.